U.S. cigar industry, which is vibrant and impressive, could be on the brink of collapse. Why? Because of holdover regulations from the Obama administration. Until 2016, cigars were unregulated in this country and worked fine. But then the FDA suddenly declared that it had the power to regulate them somehow. And so they come up with new regulations banning cigar giveaways, imposing new fees on companies, and requiring extensive FDA testing before companies release new cigars. The FDA admits these regulations will destroy companies and jobs, but they say it doesn't matter because there are lots of jobs in America. For real, you can read it. They say that. Rocky Patel is the owner of Rocky Patel Premium Cigars. He's one of the most, probably the most famous cigar maker in this country, and he joins us. So, hey, Rocky, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Tucker.
I missed it. Did someone vote for this? Did voters say they wanted this?
Absolutely not. You know, in fact, Congress never intended premium cigars to be regulated. They only intended smokeless and cigarettes to be regulated. So the FDA took it upon themselves to decide to one-glove-fits-all-size approach and start regulating the premium cigar industry. They didn't take the opportunity to investigate and understand the nature of the premium cigar industry. Basically, it's family-owned businesses that have been making cigars over decades. The retailers are Main Street mom-and-pop industries that are selling premium cigars to adults. You know, the average cigar smoker smokes one cigar per month. They're 4.5 years old. The cigars are marketed in luxury lifestyle magazines like Cigar Aficionado, next to premium cars, watches, fine spirits. They're literally enjoyed like a single malt glass of scotch or a fine bottle of wine. So it's very different. You certainly don't see kids sitting around the schoolyard or outside the schoolyard chain smoking cigars.
Of course. So they're not paying $11 for, they're using the Juul. They're smoking marijuana. Nobody seems to care, by the way. But now they're basically going to crush your industry to help whom?
Absolutely. It's ridiculous. They haven't really taken the time to understand the nature of our industry. It is a cottage industry. It's an artisan industry. It's very, very unique. You know, it takes us 4 to 5 years to make a premium cigar. By the time we plant a seedling in the ground, the time you get a cigar in a box, 300 different hands touch the tobacco. We're very proud, like a fine winemaker, about the quality and the craftsmanship, about how we make a cigar. And these rules are so outrageous, they're so burdensome, they're impossible to comply with. It's basically de facto prohibition.
You started your company by yourself. You're an immigrant. You're a lawyer. You came to this country. You had, like, how many employees when you started?
That's correct. We started three employees out of
how many now?
Basically, well, about 2,500 to 3,500 employees, directly or indirectly.
That's unbelievable. So what? I mean, the terrifying thing finally about this is it doesn't seem like there's much you can do. What do if you're a business and you learn that some regulation has been written by an unelected bureaucrat that's going to destroy you?
You know, it's crazy because it's going to wipe out 70% of these family-owned manufacturing factories and companies that have been created and descended over generations. About 50% of these mom and pop retail stores in mainstream America are going to be jobless and out of business because we can't introduce new products to them. The cost of constituent testing, chemical testing, they don't even have machines for things like that.
The
warning stickers that go on our beautiful boxes that are, you know, that have our vintages and that tell our family story and tell our history, all that is taken away from us. So these laws are made in such a way, you know, it's regs like that. You just can't comply.
So, but the Obama people, we're almost out of time. The Obama people did this.
Absolutely.
The Trump people didn't. Why is it still good? No one voted for Obama.
I bet you that the Trump organization and the people at the White House aren't even aware of what's going on with this regulation. So this all happened during the Obama regime. This was all passed through. And, you know, presently we have a couple bills pending on both sides of the aisle. We're trying to get this omnibus bill presently to get our language attached to exempt premium cigars from this regulation. We have a lawsuit filed, but, you know, we're hoping that the Trump administration is aware of what's going to happen to the entire industry, that is going to be tens and tens of thousands of jobs and about 500,000 jobs in Central America affecting
some
immigration.
Right, exactly. All of
issues and everything else.
Rocky Patel, we're rooting for you. This is senseless, and thank you for fighting back. Good to see you.
Thank you.
That's it for us tonight.